Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And we may as well start with a celebration. That is, a celebration of spring, rain or shine. We're going to hear Yehudi Menuhin with Paul Cocker on continuo, joined by the members of the Camerata Lycée Gastad. This is the Allegro from Vivaldi's Four Seasons, Spring. Yehudi Menuhin joined by Paul Cocker on continuo and the Camerata Lycée Gastad. That was the Allegro from Vivaldi's Four Seasons, Spring. We're going to continue with some music by Smetana. Now, the Moldau is a symphonic poem representing the nationalist pride for Smetana's Czech heritage and country. It was composed between 1874 and 1879 and is the second of six symphonic poems for the orchestral piece My Country. The piece, The Moldau, represents the scenes along the River Moldau in Bohemia. And it is here that we hear the use of the word painting. That is essentially music expressed as though it were painting to be seen. This morning we'll see a painting in the music by a performance with the Bamberg Symphony Orchestra and Joseph Kielberg conducting.
Thank you.
the Bamber Symphony Orchestra with Joseph Kilbert conducting. That was Smetana's The Moldau.
Artists in Our Midst welcomes their 20th anniversary by inviting the public to join them for two popular art events this spring. Event 1 is a free roundhouse exhibit and birthday party on May 16th. One day only at the Roundhouse Community Center at 181 Roundhouse Mews in Yaletown. There will be an artist reception from 7 to 10 p.m. and don't miss out on the birthday cake bash at 8. Following up the birthday bash, there will be a free open studios walk on May 19th through the 21st. Studios will be open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and to see participating artists and a map, visit the website at artistsinourmidst.com.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. We're going to continue with some music for voice, namely Aaron Copland's 8 Poems of Emily Dickinson. Originally, Copland did not set out to write the song title, but later expressed, in his words, "I fell in love with one song, The Chariot, and continued to add songs one at a time until I had 12. The poems themselves gave me direction, one that I had hoped would be appropriate to Miss Dickinson's lyrical expressive language." And this lyricism is captured beautifully in this performance by American singer Dawn Upshaw. Here is Going to Heaven and The Chariot.
Going to heaven, going to heaven, going to heaven. I don't know where. Pray do not ask me how. Indeed, I'm too astonished to think of answering you. Going to heaven, going to heaven. Sure as fox go home at night unto the shepherd's arm. Perhaps you're going to, who knows? If you should get there first, save just a little place for me. Just a bit of crown, for you know we do not mind our dress when we are going home. Going to heaven, going to heaven. I'm glad. And I'd like to look a little more at such a curious earth. I am glad they did believe it, whom I have never found since the just ourselves.
Don Upshaw with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, that was with Hugo Wolf conducting. Those were selections from Aaron Copland's Eight Poems of Emily Dickinson.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And it's time now on the program for a little oboe music. Now, Franck Anton Rosier was born in Bohemia back in 1760, but following the fashion of the time, he adopted an Italian name and became Francesco Antonio Rossetti. In his early career, he was actually destined for the priesthood and studied both theology and music. He joined the court orchestra as a double bassist and went on to become a composer and conductor in the prince's court. He amassed over 30 symphonies, very incredible, over 20 instrumental concerti, of which we're going to hear the opening allegro from his concerto in F this morning for oboe and orchestra. This is Leos Lenzes and the Slovak Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
Leos Lences and the Slovak Chamber Orchestra. That was the Allegro, the opening movement of Rossetti's Oboe Concerto in F major.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
And you are listening this Sunday morning to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with a tango. This is music by Astor Piazzolla, tango number 1 for string orchestra. Thank you. And I couldn't just play the one tango. That was Tango Number 1 and Number 2 by Astor Piazzolla, a performance by the Camerata Bariloche Chamber Orchestra. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And we're going to keep with the Spanish theme. This next selection is by Joaquín Turina. He spent a lot of time in Paris, but in 1914 he returned to Spain and then dedicated himself to writing music inspired by the sounds, scenes, and images of his country. The Bullfighter's Prayer is representative of his nationalism. It was written in 1926 for lutes, but later transcribed for string orchestra. We'll hear a performance this morning by the Montreal Chamber Players.
Thank you.
The Montreal Chamber Players and the Bullfighters Prayer. That was by Jochen Turina.
As interesting as listening to this PSA is, there's nothing quite like watching it. Watching what, you ask? The annual showcase of films that accompany it as part of the POV, or Persistence of Vision, Film Festival. The showcase of short films written, directed, shot, edited, and produced by students in the film production program at UBC happens only once a year. On April 27th and 28th, join the POV Festival at the Empire Granville 7 Cinemas in the heart of downtown Vancouver as these magnificent films are debuted. For tickets and information, visit POVFilmFestival.com.
And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Stay tuned now to Shukshukta, Ethiopian news radio and culture with Wurku. I'm going to leave you now with some music by Clannad. Till next time.
Small healing, despair by now.